whole time week is about, whether you're taking any, I think the instrument classes are doing the same thing. Not too many of those are breaking it down, you know, here's your notes on a sheet or anything. I know Dave Bain doesn't teach you getting fiddle that way. Here's how it goes. Got that?
How much does your harmony change when you're joined?
What do you mean change?
Do you tend to sing the same harmony part to the song, for instance, or does it change a fair bit?
We're singing just pretty much the way we sing it.
You mean when I sing tenor and then when she sings tenor, you go to switching off?
Well, while you were singing, when you were singing the harmony part here, if you did this again next week, would it be likely to be the same?
Oh, I couldn't promise you that.
It'd be close though.
Yeah, it'd be pretty close. Yeah.
Unless someone else was singing the harmony line that you were used to singing, then you drop down and sing another one. Why don't you come here and let's see if we get a three part on
it.
Let's show the difference.
A lot more fun.
On the same song?
Yeah.
In that key? Is that an all right key? You all know Flawn. Just listen.
Bomb would be the melody line.
And it makes an interesting sound.
If you got a big group like this, just try to stay within the chord. But I know, I remember Carol Elizabeth was teaching this thing of, you know, track, staying in your track. And there was someone who works here at the show, and they remain nameless, said, "Oh, that's why the harmony singers always move when I start singing." Because she at that time was not staying in the track. And if you're singing particularly bluegrass gospel or something, it's just more fun anyway, you know, if the person singing the tenor stays on the tenor note instead of jumping all over the place. One of the people in our singing class wrote to me before coming here and said, "I need help singing harmony. I sing all four parts with the Oak Ridge Boys." I thought it was really dear. I couldn't wait till she got here. Sing all four parts. Listen to the other harmony part. Just on the chorus. that? Okay, let's try it. See how far we get with three parts. Just choose whichever one you want to sing, okay?
Thank you.
now and the night, they'll multiply.
At the Ice House.
Now, Kay is going to do something. She's going to call, going to show you how this is. We learned this from Gene Ritchie's singing. And sometimes you can do this when you're leading group sing. Just call out one word, a couple of words at the beginning of the line, and you'd be surprised how it'll jar your memory for the whole line. Okay? And then the verses in the chorus have the same tune.
We're floating down the stream of time. We have not long to stay. This is solo.
Yeah.
A stormy cloud of darkness will turn to brightest day. Then let us all take courage, for we're not left alone. The life on soon is coming to gather the jewels home. Then cheer, my brothers, cheer.
Our trials.
Our trials will soon be o'er, loved ones. Our loved ones we shall meet.
Meet back here tomorrow night, 6:30.